Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Okay, guys, this video is inspired by a print-on-demand poster that I just made. I really liked the outcome, but even more than the poster itself, I liked the workflow that I used to get there. So in this video, first, I'm going to show you what that poster was that inspired me to talk about it in this video. I'm going to show you how I made it. Then I'm going to go start from scratch and live on this video, you know, live in air quotes, we're going to start over, do product research, and recreate an entirely new poster. So let's get to it. I know I can't be the only one that gets tired every now and then of uploading the same types of products. For instance, I've done apparel to death. I've sold more t-shirts than anything else by a wide margin. After that, probably coffee mugs. And after that, probably hats. And I'm thinking of doing a hats video, by the way, in the next few weeks. So let me know in the comments if you guys want to see that. Anyways, what inspired me to do posters today was I was just kind of bored of doing the same old, you know, the same old t-shirts, basically, even though I love them. They always have a place in my heart. So I saw this t-shirt. It says what? Torquay, England. I'm sure I'm butchering that and I apologize. Torquay, not Turkey, right? Either way, looks like a nice place in England. Calm, serene water at about sunset with the boats there. Could be sunrise, I guess. I just love this poster. So I said, you know what? I'm going to jump on over to Kittle and make my own version of this poster using Kittle AI. I did in fact do that. And then I popped it up into Printful. And check out the output. This only took me a few minutes, guys. I told you I would show you this up front. This is what inspired this video. Then we're going to start from scratch and do it all over again. But check out some of these mockups fresh out of Printful. Check out the Kittle AI, by the way. Shout out to them. Also, Kittle just launched an upscaler, which I used to blow up the image and then exported at 300 DPI. So I had a really crisp, high resolution, beautiful poster that I could sell and, you know, customers would love. I'm going to show you all of these things in this video, but just wanted to show you that, guys, if you load this up into Printful, they do let you sell posters of various sizes. And that is what got me to want to do this video, really. And those mockups come with Printful, by the way. So you can market them very easily using just the stock mockups. So I was thinking, let's start from a fresh slate. I'm over here in Etsy. I'm going to go to the Travel Posters HQ shop. And then I'm going to click analyze shop so that Everbee does the dirty work for us. They're going to look through all of the listings and allow us to sort by the listings that have the most sales. I'm all about that. So I'm going to go to total sales. I'm going to sort by total sales. It looks like this Paris poster is the most popular one. So I'm going to move myself here. It has done 4 total sales for revenue around $126. That number may be off, by the way, in case they're running a sale. But let's check this out. So Paris, Eiffel Tower, and maybe we'll look at least one more as well, just to get a little bit more inspiration. It looks like Seoul, Korea as well. So let's check this one out as well. They do these watercolors. And you know what we can do? I did not ask the Kittle AI initially to do watercolors, so perhaps we can try that as an experiment. And I, like I said, we're doing it live here. So if you notice any edits in this video, call me out in the comments. But the plan is not to have to do that. So now let's go back to Kittle. I'm going to hit new project. When you do a new project, guys, you can actually, they give you these pre-built artboard sizes. And I'm going to move myself back to the corner so I don't block your view. If you scroll down, you see poster big right here. Okay. Now posters can be horizontal or they could be vertical, but this is already in the vertical dimensions. I'm going to select poster big. Now we've got our artboard set up for us. The dimensions that it's optimized for are 24 inches by 36 inches. Next up, we need a graphic. Okay, now we were looking at Paris and the Eiffel Tower. I mean, I don't know, it's kind of a coin flip. Should we tell Google to like generate a random number between 1 and 2? We'll say that 2 is Seoul. Okay, generate. Oh, the first one was 1. Okay, so 2 was Seoul, 1 was Paris. It looks like we're doing Paris, guys. Not as much fun, I guess, you know, kind of obvious with the Eiffel Tower, but let's do it. Let's do it. So jump on back over to Kittle. I'm going to click Kittle AI. Okay, guys, I'm calling myself out right after I said I wasn't going to have to edit this video. I'm already going back in time to edit it. I'm going to show you why I'm redoing this in a second. Let's write our prompt first. Okay, Paris on a beautiful, warm summer day with the Eiffel Tower in the background. Now, this is why I had to redo this part of the video, because where it says aspect ratio, we're doing a vertical poster. I needed to change this to 9 by 16. I forgot to do that. You should definitely do this for posters, okay? Now, we have the option of doing image styles or clip art styles. I'm going to skip that. I'm going to run the generator twice. On the second time, I'm going to do it in watercolor, and I am going to cut the video again just to save a little time right here. So here's the first result from the Kittle AI. I'd probably rerun it again because I think the Eiffel Tower should be more prominent, and maybe I could have tweaked my prompt to tell it that, so that's probably my fault, but I do like that. I also said I was going to run it twice, so I like the watercolor version definitely a little bit more for the purposes of what I was really aiming for in this video. And what I really wanted to show you is that Kittle launched their new AI upscaler. If you guys see it right here, I'm pointing to it over my shoulder. You can go ahead and click it. It costs one credit, but this is going to be very useful for the purposes of rendering these graphics on large, you know, real life physical products. For instance, a large poster, what did we say? 24 inches wide by 36 inches tall. Pretty large, right? So using the upscaler is a perfect example in this case. So in one click, it ran the upscaler. And just to be safe, what I'm going to do is I'm going to delete this one right here. I'm going to go to where it says uploads, and then I'm going to click AI upscaled, and I'm going to add the upscaled graphic. I'm going to resize it onto our artboard. Some of it will be off of the artboard, so make sure you have it positioned how you like. I'm going to give a little bit of extra space at the bottom, and then I'm going to add some text. So I'm going to click text on the left-hand side. I was liking the decorated fonts, generally speaking, for a lot of the location-based stuff. The font that I used in the previous example was called Blockbuster up there. I don't know if that's really appropriate in this case. I mean, there's actually a font right here over my shoulder called Paris, so I think that's about a perfect match. I don't even think I have to change the text, right? We could just have it say Paris really big, and then what do you say we like duplicate this? Maybe I'll change the color scheme a little bit too, that green, a little bit off base. I'm going to use the eyedropper here to pick a color from our painting. Maybe one of these, like I want a darker color, like that blue right there. Love it. Okay, Paris. Then I'm going to copy, paste, duplicate it. I'm going to have it say France. Perfect. And I'm going to widen it so that the text is all on one level. Paris, France. Make France a little bit smaller. Boom. So Paris shines. France, you know, is like kind of secondary. But they're not competing for your attention. But I really like how this looks. I bet we could sell some of these on Etsy. Anyways, I'm going to go to download. I'm going to set the DPI to 300, and then I'm going to save it and upload it to Printful and show you how the end result looks. So I created the poster in Printful using the product templates feature. It allows me to download all of these mockups in like two clicks. So let's check out the finished product. As I mentioned, I think it looks really, really good. I imagine this would be pretty easy to sell, guys. I mean, let me know. I'm biased because I'm the one who made it, but I'm thinking we did pretty good, and that only took a few minutes to make. So I'm going to link to the video I did on the Printful product templates up here in the YouTube cards in case you guys missed it. That'll walk you through how to create the products and then benefit from all of the Printful mockups that are going to help you sell these products. But guys, how about that for a video between the Kittle AI not just generating beautiful graphics on demand, but also letting us manipulate the style of the output based on, you know, whatever's inspiring us. So you combine that with Everbee for product research and then Printful with the mockups and of course the fulfillment. I mean, hey, we might be onto something here, guys. Have you guys ever tried selling posters, by the way? How hard has it been for you in the past to create a product like the one we just did in minutes? I know I'm biased because I created it, but I'd love to hear from you about your experience in the comment section. But guys, thank you for watching this video. Everything you saw me use is going to be linked in the description, so check them out. And thank you for watching. I'll see you soon with a new video.